This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the new True Choice offer. You buy Pioneer brand seed and you can earn Corteva cash. Well, it's a new segment of agriculture, according to this environmental anthropologist, the young hip farmers. I'll talk about it after this.
Sure Start 2, Culex, Durango DMA, Classic.
More than 100 crop protection products.
Enserve. Ever Pre-X.
That's what's available to you through the all-new True Choice offer from Corteva AgriScience, the agriculture division of Dow DuPont.
Approach Prima, Sonic.
It's an offer simpler than saying all these names in 60 seconds.
Trivance, Realm Q.
Just buy Pioneer brand seed and Corteva cash is immediately put into your True Choice account at your crop protection retailer. No waiting, no rebate. Then you can put that Corteva cash towards more than 100 crop protection herbicides, insecticides, fungicides, and stabilizers. And as you can hear, there are a lot of options for you.
Open Sky, Elevore.
With True Choice, the only hard part is figuring out which of these products you want.
Perfect Match, Resicor, Instinct.
Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about True Choice. New, simple, now.
It's a budding sector of the agriculture economy, they say, and you're finding it around the big cities. This is according to an environmental anthropologist at Purdue University, Andrew Flax, who says if you've been to your neighborhood farmer's market, or maybe you've seen that local section in your local grocery store, you may have noticed the trend. People want to know where their food is coming from. And some folks in the ag industry are responding to this. The new American farmer, as Andrew Flax describes him. Flax says to describe a movement of younger people, new to agriculture, who do it for different reasons than the conventional farmer, he's come up with this description, the hip farmer. They may be motivated through higher education, personal politics, disenchantment with urban life, or in search of a new authentic rural identity. Andrew Flax says. He, publishing that article in Rural Sociology, described several hot spots for these young hip farmers. The West Coast, Central Texas, Central Florida, around some of the big cities of the northern Midwest like Madison, Wisconsin, Chicago, Illinois, the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul. So working with an anthropologist at Washington University in St. Louis, Flax is looking at just where you find these farmers, considering factors such as owners under the age of 34, the number of farms selling directly to individuals, the proximity to farmers' markets, and more. And he says you're finding that these newer farmers appear to thrive on the outskirts of cities that provide high demand and purchasing power, a large population, and a healthy number of farmers' markets. I'll be back after this.